friends, it's Ken Carmen.
And Anthony Lima.
Did you know that the Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima is both a radio show and a podcast?
You can find us anytime on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your pods.
Catch the full episode, listen by the hour, or jump straight to the highlights.
Just open up your favorite podcast app, search our names, and hit the follow button to get every minute of the show.
Your way and on your time.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver. Ready for honest conversations about thriving in midlife? Listen to and follow my new podcast, Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
The second coming. I mean, is it Patrick Mahomes or is it Drake May? I don't know. You tell me. But that's just how this works, and that's okay. It is interesting that we feel like this game's going to be a lot closer than what it feels like everyone else feels like.
Yeah, I mean, what is the line again? Seven?
It's seven. Yeah.
So, I mean, that's a touchdown. That's not... It's weird. It's right in that in-between spot of where it's like, oh, yeah, I could see the Browns covering. They're also 0-8 against the spread on the road the last eight, which if they lose this against the spread,
yeah,
that would be the longest low road losing streak against the spread. I want to say going back a decade.
It's
I think
the past
that's what 40 I saw.
Seasons.
40 seasons?
Yeah, the past 40 seasons.
Well, let's not do that. Yeah. That sounds awful.
I know. Yeah, the Vegas people have been very hip to that idea because they love anytime something happens. And usually what you're talking about in like 10, 15, 20 years. Yeah, past 40 seasons. Why are they so bad on the road? It's something that I'm going to touch more on Sundays with the pregame show. But the idea that you haven't won a road game since week two of last season is an incredibly long time. 11 straight road games to lose. It's not as if they're winning a bunch of games in general. So maybe that's just part of this. But the idea that Stefanski on the road just melts down is just very problematic.
I think it might be a sign that they're just not that good in general. Would a win have you buying back in?
Yes, because this is a BOGO game. Buy one, get one. If you win this game, then you get the Jets game the following week, and all of a sudden you're a 4-5 team, and you're looking at some winnable games on the horizon. But if they're able to win this game, it can show me that maybe, just maybe, the game against the Dolphins was a turning point game. They lose it, then we can just call it what it is.
I forgot it was the Jets next. I thought it went Patriots-Ravens. For some reason, I've had it out of order. Yeah, I like this. I like what you're saying.
Right? You like the
BOGO? Because then you get 4-5, and then even if you lose to the Ravens, you're in a respectable spot, more respectable than we thought you would be. I'll do a partial buyback in. To me, for a full buyback.
Oh, I didn't know we could do partials.
Wow.
That feels like we're cheating
almost.
We've
all had partials before. Come on now.
Yeah.
I think a win is great. It really is.
But
for the guy who said a week ago, I don't care about style points, I think for me to get a full buyback in two games, I need the offense to look at the upper limit of what this offense can be. Because that's how bad this defense you're facing is, and that's how bad your offense has been.
I was looking at the past Vegas lines for this Browns team in particular. The last time the Browns were in a 7 or 7.5 point spread was, in fact, the Green Bay game. That's what I was thinking to myself. The Green Bay game, week three, and then Browns turned out to win that game as well.
Vegas knew. 216-474-0092. Would a win against the Patriots have you buying back in? Let's go with Thomas in Brunswick. Welcome to the show. Would a win on Sunday against Vrabel and the Patriots have you buying back in on this Browns team?
Yes, I am. I think we can beat these guys. And Vrabel's worried about our defense. So if we can score, and I've been saying this all year, 17, 24 points, we can win because our defense is that good.
Tommy, we appreciate you, brother. Thank you so much. I do think it's interesting. Just the line about Vrabel focusing on the defense. I wonder how the Patriots are going to... There's so many teams over the last couple of weeks have just been, we got to get the ball out quickly to neutralize the pass rush. That seems like the obvious thing to do unless you don't have success the way that the Dolphins didn't have success with that, and then that turned into holding the ball longer. That turned into the defense teeing off.
Well, Tua's brain just melted down. I mean, he just threw a lot of passes. It's like, what the hell are you doing there?
Plenty of reasons for that to happen.
Yeah, for sure.
Frank in Cleveland, welcome to the show. Would a win have you buying back in on the Browns on Sunday?
No.
Are you sure?
Yeah, man, I just, it's only way I'm going to be like that, man, if they putting up if the offense look like it's ready to take off. But I doubt it, man. This is demoralizing. And I'm gonna ask y'all this. Ain't this what Deke Podesta supposed to be doing? Ain't that what his job is?
We don't know what his job is.
He used to be telling Haslam, like, hey man, this don't look good. Like this some bull crap out here you got going on out. That's his job. It's supposed to be.
Frank, he does everything in between, from organizing what type of coffee they have to making like really higher up decisions with personnel. Like we have no idea what Deke Podesta does.
Hey man, as grown men, man, I don't know how them dudes wake up every Sunday, man, and just keep losing and go home and look at y'all family members in the face like y'all ain't nothing happened. It's absurd to me.
All right. Frank, we got to run, buddy. I didn't like that line. They're professional football players. Like, they shouldn't.
They're not embarrassed to their families.
Yeah, that's.
I'm sure the paychecks help a lot with that.
Now, let me ask you. Like, I do think if I was Paul Deke Podesta, I would feel some sense of shame that my winning record since I came to Cleveland has been crap.
But that's part of the problem, though, is he just lives in San Diego and doesn't have to feel any type of shame towards that stuff.
Also, I do like that Paul Deke Podesta walks in and goes, Jimmy, it's not good, man. Like, imagine if you paid whatever you pay Paul Deke Podesta to give you analysis, and Jimmy's like, candidly, what do you think? And you're like, not good. I'll tell you that.
I mean, he's got like a, you know, like Jordan Hudson has this hold over Bill Belichick.
Mm.
He's got this perceived hold over Jimmy Haslam in the idea that basically for years, anything he says, it feels like he has pulled off. And the Jordan Hudson thing lost you there?
Yeah, because I almost said something that would have definitely... We don't really get a lot of notes from Keith. That one would have got me a note from Keith. I'm just thinking, like, I know how Jordan keeps Bill, all right? How does Paul keep Jimmy? I don't know. The question answers itself to some.
Enjoy the bulge.
Mac. This is why everyone knows you're
Mac.
The gooner on the show.
Big time gooner.
Yeah, gooner. I thought it was Boomer and Gooner up there between you two.
Dynamite dropping money.
Does that make me the boomer in this scenario?
I don't know. You guys decide.
I don't know. How about you?
I'm definitely not the gooner.
I don't know. But what are you? That's where Mac's going right now.
A good 15-year-old girl impression.
Caught red-handed. JP, you have a good weekend, buddy.
Hey, you too. Enjoy all the Halloween and the trick-or-treating.
It's
going to
be a lot
else.
Of fun.
Yes, good.
Love the weather. Love the good stuff.
Very good.
You enjoy also the Halloweening and all the good stuff with the girls as well.
You know I will.
We'll see you on Monday, buddy.
All right, man. Enjoy the rest of the show.
Don't forget, JP's going to be on the Tailgate Show on Sunday with Coach Riz and the many, many talented crew members. That's where I was going. On Sunday morning, when we come back, Daryl Ryder joins us. And I guess there goes the Marconi. Daryl Ryder joins us. We'll get into how close he expects this game to be, and Dylan Gabriel, Kevin Stefanski, and the word trust in 5 minutes on 92.3 The Fan.
Hey friends, it's Ken Carmen
and Anthony Lima.
Did you know that the Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima is both a radio show and a podcast?
You can find us anytime on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your pods.
Catch the full episode, listen by the hour, or jump straight to the highlights.
Just open up your favorite podcast app, search our names, and hit the follow button to get every minute of the show.
Your way and on your time.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, and my new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Listen to and follow Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.